Each year, countries around the world prepare for tropical storms, hurricanes, tsunamis, and tornadoes. These seasonal natural disasters give persons the opportunity to adequately prepare or even to do so at the very last minute. However, with earthquakes, there is no special season.
The critical challenge we face with the occurrence of earthquake is that we have no warning time. The science of earthquake prediction has not made enough progress to allow us to be able to take an evasive action, so we must be prepared. Our homes and infrastructure must be constructed at the required standards. We also know that strong earthquakes bring with them the possibility of soil liquefaction and the occurrence of tsunamis.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. In an effort to remind persons of the importance of always being prepared for an earthquake, January 12 to 18 is being observed as Earthquake Awareness Week.
Earthquake awareness is a critical tool for protecting lives and property and our economy.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott. With this in mind, the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is rolling out several activities to commemorate the week.
Served Earthquake Awareness Day in school on the Wednesday of the week and Earthquake Awareness Day in business on the Thursday of the said week.
ODPEM's training manager, Cheryl Nichols. Earthquake Awareness Week is being observed under the theme, Earthquake Safety, Know Your Vulnerability to Improve Your Capacity.
Is considered timely, and I encourage all sectors to actively participate in the activities, including the Home Day activities at ODPEM.
Other activities will be done at the parish level.
A number of our parishes have indicated that they will be having their regular drills and other activities to sensitize their student and teacher population to the ever-present threat from earthquakes.
Training manager at ODPEM, Cheryl Nichols. Do go out and support the activities commemorating Earthquake Awareness Week in your parish. And remember to always be prepared, as an earthquake can happen at any time. Here are a few tips that can come in handy in the event of an earthquake. Pick safe places in each room of your home. This could be under a sturdy table or desk, or against an interior wall. Make sure this is away from windows, bookcases, or tall furniture that could fall on you. Have the whole family practice the drop, cover, and hold on technique. This means dropping under a sturdy desk or table while ensuring that your eyes are protected by pressing your face against your arm. Practicing the steps will make these actions an automatic response, which can make a difference between life and death. A quick automatic response can help protect you and your family from injury. Because we never know when an earthquake may occur, ensure you practice earthquake safety by knowing your vulnerability to improve your capacity.
Hi, I'm Andrew Holness, leader of the opposition. Reading to our children helps to expand their knowledge base, as your world of imagination will become open to the many wonderful stories that abound. It is through reading that our children develop better literacy, numeracy, and reasoning skills. It is a fact that children who are read to and who themselves read have better educational outcomes and keep a very active mind right up to old age. As the old adage says, reading maketh a full man. So too can it make a full boy and girl.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.